All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. 7 o'clock Pacific. And it's the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. We've been working on a series to train you on what's next and building your Ambit Energy business. Now, you can expect it to be awesome. And let me tell you something. You can come to this call every Sunday evening expecting to get information that's going to be valuable to you right now. And obviously, tonight is no exception. Now, before I go any further, listen, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for virtual ambition. They say they're going to ambition. Well, this year, you don't have to go far. It's going to be broadcast on the internet, wherever you look at the internet, whether it's on your phone, your laptop, your computer, your television, doesn't matter. You register for ambition, you can watch it anywhere you want. That's right. Registration is only $99. Go to your power zone, your back office, and get registered. It's September 17th through the 19th. They've got a lot of great things planned. It's still going to be fun and exciting, even though you won't be in attendance. And guys, the attendee-only bonus is going to be worth far more than the cost of the registration this year. You don't have to worry about travel. You don't have to worry about packing. You don't have to worry about where you're going to eat or how you're going to get from point A to point B. If you can walk from your living room to your kitchen to your den, you've got it covered, okay? So let's get registered. Now, my pleasure as always to introduce our featured speaker for the evening, the number one income earner in Ambit Energy, one of the top 20 in network marketing worldwide. I get to call him my friend and my best man. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Brian McClure. Hey, bud, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bear. Appreciate you hopping on this call each and every week. I want to welcome everybody. Appreciate everybody taking time out of your busy schedule to get on the Sunday night business builder call. I tell you, you know, a week ago this past Wednesday, we started what we call evolution training, and it's an evolution from a training about how to evolve from the traditional way we built the business, which was eyeball to eyeball, in-home meetings, hotel meetings, that sort of a traditional way that network marketing companies have been built for decades, to a more non-traditional, if you will, but I believe will become the mainstream way to build a network marketing business, and that's coupling it with an online business. Now, I want to make it really clear, it's not one in lieu of the other, but given that we're in the COVID era, our company actually has a policy right now where it's against the policies and procedures of the company to be able to do hotel meetings. So, you know, a lot of business being conducted online, Zoom meetings of people showing the business presentation, a lot of phone work, doing calls, conference calls, that sort of thing, and a lot of Zoom meetings. So the mechanics are still there. In other words, how you actually build the business is hasn't changed a whole lot. The methodology at which you build the business and the way that you can build your business online using the written list is what we kicked off a week ago this past Wednesday. We had Holly Martin on Wednesday night, and our guest tonight will tell you how to get on these Wednesday night Zoom calls, and Holly did just a great job. Then we had her on the business builder call this past Sunday night with a follow-up on the same subject. And then the guru of online marketing and the gentleman that has built the system that, in my opinion, far is head and shoulders above anything else out there with respect to building an Ambit Energy business, Jonathan Drew, got on this past Wednesday night. And where Holly talked about how to prospect and how to build a written list and how to use social media, particularly Facebook and Nextdoor and other applications to, you know, build a relationship and to turn those relationships into possible business partners. Jonathan last Wednesday went in on the execution of once you've got that written list, you've started to work them, how you actually execute and actually get them up and running by showing them the business. And next week, we're going to talk about how to get them started. So you can see that the Evolution Series basically is evolving the same way that we build our business traditionally. The fundamentals are not going to change. You make a written list, you do the invitation, and the invitation is to invite somebody to take a look at the business, even though we eventually want them to join the business. The invitation stage is not to invite them to join the business, because you can't do that until you get to the third stage, which is presentation. So we've got written list, invitation, presentation. And if you think about it, if you dwell in the world of written list, all you ever do is make a written list. You never invite anybody to look. You're not going to make any money. You're not going to get any business partners. And if you make a written list, but you invite people to look, but no one ever takes a look, in other words, no one ever, you know, crosses over to actually look at the presentation, I won't say never, but, you know, it's going to be hard to get business partners. I know when I asked Bear Gordon to take a look at the business, he said, I'll look at it, but whatever you're doing, I'm doing. That's a rare, rare incidence, and it was an incidence based on trust and knowledge that and a relationship that Bear and I had had previously. So you've got to get them to look at the presentation, which is the third step, and, of course, the fourth step is validation. Three-way calls, Success from Home magazines, that sort of thing. A lot of different ways to validate the opportunity online as well. So as we go through this evolution training every Wednesday night, those recorded Zoom calls are available in the group that Jonathan's going to share with you, and most of the people on this call have access to. And then, of course, his Business Builder calls archived on topambitleaders.com. Click on training, click on Sunday night Business Builder calls. You can get the recording of the Business Builder calls, typically posted late Monday or on Tuesday. Norbert Hennessy, I know, who joins us, has for over a decade now on the Sunday night call, does a recording. He sends out a link to that to the recording of this call as well. So you can find that link and all the different AMBIT groups on Facebook and social media as well. So without any further ado, I want to bring on one of the newest. I can't say the newest anymore, but very, very recent national consultant. Jonathan Drew got promoted. And for those of you that may not know it, Jonathan lives in Michigan, so he lives outside of a service area, and he built his business online, you know, by developing a system. It took him several years. It wasn't an overnight success. He built a system to prospect consultants in the service areas, which allows them to get themselves as customers and people they know, love, and trust as customers. And then he also developed in that same methodology for the people that said no to the opportunity, which is more than say yes to the opportunity. You know, he's able to convert some of those people to consultants. So without any further ado, I want to bring on national consultant Jonathan Drew. Jonathan, are you with us?
Brian, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Hey, buddy, I appreciate you hopping on the call. I call you the guru. You know, you were on Wednesday night talking about how to tag people on different posts on Facebook, and that was something new to me. It shows you how little I know about online marketing, but I do have a huge following on Facebook, and I'm really starting to get into it and enjoy it. I've started to meet some friends per Holly's training, but you just did a great training this past Wednesday. And first, I'd like for you to share with everybody how to get onto the Facebook group that you developed and take them through that. And then after you do that, you know, follow through and just give us a recap next 20, 30 minutes on the training of last Wednesday.
Yeah, sure. So starting off, guys, if you want to get into the group, it's on Facebook. It's a Facebook group, and it's called Five Star Power Team, spelled completely out. So F-I-V-E. Our power team. You can also go to facebook.com/groups/five-star-power-team. That's another way to get right to it from your web browser. And so you do have to have a Facebook account. You don't have to, you know, be super active with it or anything like that, but you do have to have one to get in there. And inside that group, like Brian mentioned, we're cataloging all of these different trainings we do. Facebook has been the platform I've used to grow my business. And I've been doing that for about 3.5 years now. And so that's just, it's been the easiest way. I think it provides, out of all the social medias, the best community aspect, the best just kind of features to build as a network marketer. So for those that ask that question, I figure I'd lead off with that. Like, why Facebook? It's the most used platform, so the most people are going to be on it, especially in the age ranges that'll work. That might be, you know, wanting to work our business. And then the group function is just a great way to interact with people, you know, keep the team together and all that. So what started off as just a little group for my team a couple of years ago, we had about 120 people in there, started adding prospects to it so they could see the opportunity, then decided to open up with the Ambit community about, man, maybe about 18 months ago now. And I think we're well into like the 3,500 or so members. So get on in there, guys. Come in there, and you're going to get a ton of extra training on all this stuff that we're talking about. It's really the summary, the meat and potatoes of all this. So definitely that's where you want to be. And to kind of go in and recap a little bit, the way that this series is set up, if I can just kind of take a step back for a moment and just talk about this from a macro view since I helped put it together, it's designed really to be a mirror of the Ambit proven system. So it's perfect. Brian started off tonight reminding everybody, you know, the proven Ambit system, right? Everything from making your written list, you know, to doing a validation call and everything in between. Reminding everybody that because it works online the same way. The steps are the same. You just might do the process a little bit differently, right? So the way we structured the evolution training was really to tackle all those different areas of the Ambit proven system from folks that I know personally are building at least a good portion of their business online. So we started off in week one with Holly, and she taught one of the most important things, really the most important thing, because without it, you can't really start your business. And that's really the written list aspect and how that works online. So she taught connection, how to meet new people, how to keep growing your list. Got good news for everybody. There's like 2 billion people on Facebook. I don't know how many of those are in the Ambit service areas, but millions upon millions of them. And they're out there and you can meet them. You can meet them. Holly shared, go back and, you know, watch the video. I'm not going to go back through all that, but go listen to that. And she shared a lot of great ways that you can meet and network with people so that your list is always growing and it's never shrinking. Right? We've all been through that where, you know, maybe our warm market list is shrinking and you start to kind of get that panic, and that'll really help you when you learn that. So the second week where I came in was really to teach you, okay, now that you're understanding you have an unlimited amount of people you can go connect with and meet online, what do you do after that? So how do you transition it to talking about the business and, you know, what tools are available to kind of show them the plan? Because you're probably used to maybe meeting with people in person, at the coffee shop, at the hotel meeting, at, you know, an in-home, whatever. And now you're having to do things differently. And so I can show you guys what I've been doing the whole time because I can honestly say I have not had an at-home meeting. The closest thing I've ever done to in-person with Ambit, again, I live in Michigan. It's not like I wouldn't like to do some of that, but I live in Michigan. And so because of that, the closest thing I've ever done is I had a couple people locally come by to get trained and some stuff online. We just did it in person. But outside of that, I built my entire team through Zoom. I like to say that we were doing Zoom before Zoom was cool. We've been doing that for years. And so inside the 5-star power team group, I created a system that everyone can use. It's really my way of talking to people. And I'll give you guys a couple examples towards the end of the call about, you know, how I transition people from having a conversation to actually getting into the group and then taking a look at the presentation. But the system that I use really starts off with, I created and I let everybody use what I call a first look video, and I'm recreating it over here in the next week or two. I'm going to make a new one, a little more updated. But what it is like a 6 or 7 minute video I created, very casual, me in a t-shirt in my, you know, home office, just sharing my story, sharing my why, how I got involved with what I'm doing. I don't even really talk about Ambit much. I might say that it's an energy business. I forget exactly the wording I use, but it's designed to create curiosity. And it's a great place to start with, where when people come into my group, oftentimes not even in the Ambit business yet. So they'll come into the group and it's like a very non-confrontational way where they don't feel cornered, they don't feel pressured, and they can just check out content about the business. So then I created what's called a learning unit. And this is much easier. Everything I'm explaining on here, if this sounds crazy, don't panic. it'll be a lot easier if you watch the replay video that's in the group, because I actually do this on the computer. I actually show you where all these things are that I'm talking about. And so I'm going to try to really keep it kind of short and summarize it tonight, because you're going to get a lot more out of watching me do it on that actual video. But I'm going to show people this first look video to kind of get their curiosity. And then I've created this unit. And all a unit really is just a list of Facebook posts that are kept in a certain order. So I can control what order these posts are in. So I've made all these different posts, all these different pieces of content that are designed to kind of warm people up to the opportunity and get them warmer and warmer. So by the time that they kind of get through maybe this 30-minute or so little ride that I've set up for them to take, they're excited and hopefully open-minded as they go into a presentation. And then the presentations we have, a pre-recorded copy, because sometimes people can't make it to the live, but then we really encourage people to come to the live presentations. And those ones are going to be starting up again. The live presentation is starting up again right as the evolution training kind of comes to a close. We'll be doing live presentations every Thursday in the group going forward. Currently myself, but might have some other people come in there and do it too. And so ultimately bringing people through this learning unit, we use what Brian was talking about earlier, learning how to tag somebody on Facebook. We use what's called the tag feature on Facebook. And what that is that whenever you go on Facebook, if you comment on something, if you make a post and you want to highlight someone in it, so you can hit the at sign on your keyboard or on your phone. And if you start typing in the name of one of your friends on Facebook, you notice little options will pop up. And if you tap on their name, you can tag them in a post. And what that does is if I want to tag my wife in a post and I said, I put up a picture of the two of us out walking and just said, had a great walk with, my wife's profile online, had a great walk with Danielle Drew today outside, and I would hit the at sign, tag her. What would happen is she would be featured in my post. And also more importantly, for our purposes in business, she'd get a little notification. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've been on social media, those little red notifications you get in the top right corner if you're on the computer, the little bell that's on Facebook that you constantly feel obligated to check if you're on there a lot or anything like me. People get that notification and they say, oh, what's this? And it says, John Drew tagged you in this video or in this picture or in whatever. So I can take them through and I can tag them in exactly what I want them to see. If you guys want examples, just go into the group and look. A ton of people are using it right now from all different teams in the company. So I might tag them. I have a great conversation with somebody. We've been talking, maybe a couple times, and, we talk a little bit about what they do for work, and they share enough information with me that I use my compliment approach, right? This is one of the ones that I went over on the call on Wednesday. I give them the compliment approach, hey, Bob, it's been good getting to know you. And you, I think you and I get along real well. It seems like we have similar mindsets on stuff. You probably have seen that I work this online energy business. I don't know if it's something that would be of interest to you or not, but I love working with people like you on my team. I think you'd be great at it. Is it something you're open to taking a look at? And typically at that point, if you've been doing what Holly said and you've been having, building relationships with people based on common interests and things that, really matter, not just out there pitching everybody right on the opportunity, then usually it's pretty well received. And they say, yeah, I'm not really looking for anything, but I'll take a look. Or it's, yeah, sure. Let me see it. But rarely is it that real brutal kind of rejection, right? Where you go in real cold. I'm not saying you don't get rejection, but it's a little more of an insulated way for those of you that, I think none of us like that. So if I go share an approach like that, I can tag them right in that first video and say, all right, hold on a second. Let me get you tagged here. And so I go over to that video and I hit at sign, type Bob's name in, hit enter, and it's going to pop up. John Drew tagged you in a video. Bob clicks that notification, boom, shows up right in the middle of his computer. There's the video that I tagged him in. After he watches that, if I know strategically that I want to show him something else afterwards, so maybe during the conversation, he said, oh, that sounds interesting. I don't know if that's something that's available in the area that I live in. I have another post I made in there that shows all the different Ambit service areas, and I can tag him in that post. Hey, Bob, here's all the areas that Ambit has service. Okay, awesome. He goes and clicks that. That shows up right in front of him. So it's a way to move. It's basically a way to get the right thing in front of the right person at the right time. So I created all the stuff. I created all the assets, so to speak, in there. And all of you can just go use them, and we can keep creating more and making it better and better over time. So it's a real unique system. It takes a little bit of learning. especially if you're not real, you know, if you're newer to Facebook, it's going to take you some time to learn it, but I promise you it's well worth it. And maybe the frustrations you feel where you want to throw your phone out the window or smash your keyboard, I promise that will go away after a couple weeks, you know, with a little bit of practice and learning the Facebook system. And, you know, even if you're not a big fan of social media, because I'm going to share something with you guys. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll share it. I don't love social media in a lot of ways. Like, I, especially like this time of the year around like political season, stuff like that, it's like I have to detox myself. I feel like I need to go like, you know, take a special bath or something to get the like the social media stuff away from me at times. But I've never found a more effective way to meet people, make relationships, and build my business. So it's just a necessity for me. So you don't have to love social media to love what it can do for you for your business. And you might just find, like I did, someone who never used it prior to having a need to it in business, that if you go to the right areas, you find the right groups, and you're interacting with people who have similar interests to you, you just might enjoy it. You just got to kind of learn to navigate through the areas of it that are of interest to you, and you can sort of stay and stray away from the areas that are not. A little off topic there, but just my two cents. I don't want you guys to think you have to be like super tech savvy or anything to do this. Yeah, if you're not tech savvy, it might take you a couple weeks longer than someone who is. You know, if you're sitting there and you're listening to this call, and maybe you got a child or a grandchild that's a lot better at this stuff than you are, you know, yeah, if they pick it up, they might learn it 2 weeks faster. Doesn't mean you can't learn it. It's not impossible. It's actually relatively simple once you kind of learn where everything is, once you learn the basics of how the Facebook system works, how their platform works. So that was the bulk of what I went through, is really taking you guys through the steps. We've created, on top of just the first learning unit, which I mentioned, which is just a series of stuff I set up to basically get people from invitation to presentation. That's the whole goal of that, is to help you have an online approach to invite and then warm up to a presentation. And then the second big part of it is that it sort of has a little bit of a mini validation component in it. So while it doesn't actually, you know, substitute for a validation call through a chat, I still highly suggest doing those. What it does over time, as I just heard my earbuds die, so hopefully it's not too loud. What it does over time is the more people that come in the group, the more of you that comment, the more of you that leave positive reviews, there's a section for reviews and everything, it makes it look really good to your prospects. So it's a lot easier now than it was for me 2 years ago, because now some of my posts have 700, 800, 900 comments on them. When someone sees that, no different than when you go on Amazon, you see that product that has 1,000 reviews that are 4 or 5 stars, and you're like, okay, that's the one I'm buying, right? It's a decent price, and it's got all the reviews. You're not buying the thing with 2 reviews. You're probably buying the one with 1,000 if they're similar price. No different with opportunities. People see the opportunity, especially if you met them online. You know, they might like you, but they may not know and trust you 100% just yet. But when they see 500 other people buzzing around working this thing, they're going to say, wow, there's something to this. This isn't just John doing it. Because after all, I don't know John that well. He could be selling me a good story here, but huh, wow, there's this Brian McClurry guy is floating around in here, and what's that jacket that he has in his business? Oh, okay, all right. Maybe I should pay attention a little bit more to that comp plan video, right? So it's called social proof, and it builds and it builds and it builds over time. So think of it as a permanent form of extra validation. That's something in an online environment that you honestly can't get anywhere else. That is a huge, huge leg up, and I'm like, I push that all the time. That's why I'm always telling people, share your stories, make a 2-minute video about, you know, your experience in the business, share what it's like to be a customer so we can fill up that tab full of customer reviews. It's very, very, very important. That's another thing that an online community or group can do for you. And as we transition into the rest of the evolution series here, we're going to be going more into past my system. So my system is designed to help you get people in the business. And I do have training components to it too, social media training, basic ambit training, all that's in there. But I also wanted to bring in some speakers to really specialize in some of these other areas. So we're going to have people that come in, they're going to teach you specifically some of their onboarding techniques, meaning how do they bring people on their team and get them motivated. So after they've seen a presentation, you get them to join, right, which was my step. So next week we're going to be talking about, you know, how to get them trained, how to get them plugged in. And after that, just you know, we're going to go into communication systems with your team. How can you, you know, communicate and create culture for your team? So really this is designed to be like a full comprehensive approach over these 6 weeks to online. And what I really advise you all to do is to watch this stuff just a few times until you just really sets in. Every speaker, I'm not trying to puff myself up at all. I've been doing this for a while. But these other speakers that I brought in, I spoke to these people for a reason. I look up to them in business because they're all doing big things and they're all very, very talented at what they do. And I promise you're going to learn a ton, but you probably won't get it all in the first go around. So I know that these things aren't short. You know, they're 30, 40, 50 minutes. It'll be worth watching a couple of times. The one that I did last week where I do the demo, like I'd really rewatch that until you feel comfortable using the group, because I promise you everything you need to know on how to use that group and how to learn the basics of Facebook was pretty much on there for you to go do. Go out there and actually, you know, just go take the action to make it happen. There's a really neat example. I don't think it'll go as well over the phone. I know Brian mentioned it last time and liked it, but I really suggest you guys go watch the replay. I gave an example as well about, you know, working a daily method of operations and showing you some numbers and what that could do for your business. And if you just had a certain amount of conversations a day and invited a certain amount of people to the group, and I gave you a couple of examples, like if 1 in 10 people were willing to take a look and then 1 in 5 of them were willing to join, like what your business would look like after a year. If you're one of those people that just wants to see potential and that like motivates you, you're going to want to go look at that too, because it was pretty fun to put that together. The numbers were pretty astounding. And when you're working the business online, I'll kind of end my part here. When you work the business online, this is like my disclaimer. You are going to be able to cover a lot more ground faster. However, you also have to be comfortable with, you're not going to get the same amount of people to necessarily say yes or to join as you would offline. Because offline, you're meeting with people in person. It's probably a little bit more personable. You probably have a little bit more relationship, right? There's just a few more things going on there, but it's also way more time consuming. So what's the benefit of online? You're only going to be able to get maybe 1 in 3, 1 in 5 people to actually get involved as you would offline. But I'm willing to bet you that when you get good at it, you can talk to 20 times, 30 times, 50 times as many people, right? Which over time could get you just as good, if not, in my humble opinion, much better results, which is why a lot of network marketing companies have really turned, even before the pandemic. It wasn't just because of the pandemic. They turned to a very online approach. And what's been awesome with Ambit is we've learned and we've seen that it's been built in a very traditional offline way. It has very strong roots. But I'm hoping if there's any influence that I can make here, it's to take us to help be one of, you know, many people that take us into the online generation with what I believe is the best opportunity out there by far. I've never really seen anything like it. And my bank account's never seen anything like it. It's been a true blessing for me and my family. So I really hope that you guys take this stuff seriously. You take this as an opportunity. Don't wait around for this stuff. Honestly, it's, you know, the change is here, like Brian said, whether anyone wants to believe that or not. And the change of the winds has been there, I can tell you guys, for a couple of years. Like, if you want to work with people in their 20s and 30s, especially, if you like to have a team, if you like that, you got to give them an online approach. That's how they're going to want to work it. I can just tell you that much right now, too, if you need any other reasoning for it. So with that, Brian, is there anything you'd like me to kind of elaborate on more based on Wednesday? You know, a lot of my training was very visual, so, you know, the content's a little different. I just highly suggest they go back and watch that that replay more or less than anything.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Just tell, well, first off, let me just review a couple of things for people that may be brand new. If you're not a member of Facebook, it doesn't cost you a dime to join. You've got to go become a member of Facebook, okay? So that's number one. If you're a member of Facebook, then just go up to the search bar and search for the group, and what'll five-star power team, just search for the group will come up, and then you join the group. Now, for those, again, I'm just talking about the people that don't know a whole lot about this. There's two types of groups on Facebook. There's open groups, so that when you join, you automatically become a member. And then there's closed groups, and this is a closed group. So what's going to happen is you're going to say join group, and you're basically going to be in a pending stage until one of the administrators, Jonathan's got a dozen or so people that are administrators, goes in and approves you to get into the group, okay? And so you'll get approved relatively quickly, and then at that point, you can actually go into the group. And if you're on your phone, at the top, you'll see a little, right under the logo, it'll say units. If you click on that and then go down to Unit 7 is where these videos that we're talking about, the Evolution Series videos are. That's where you're going to find Jonathan's video if you're listening to this call and he's referring you back to watch that video. It's that's where you find it. And Jonathan, tell them how you find it on a desktop, because I'm always on my phone. I don't know how to do that myself.
Yeah, so on the desktop, it'll be on the left column. And on the desktop, I believe it's called Learning Units, spelled out fully. It'll be on the left side once you're in the group. So, like, you'll want to click on the group so you're inside the group. If you guys don't know what that's like, it's like when you click on a group and you go inside of it, all the posts will be posts made in that group. You won't be on your personal timeline anymore. You'll be inside the 5-Star Power Team group. You'll see the little 5-Star Power Team banner up at the top. And if you're in there, right on the homepage there, the group on the left side, they'll say Learning Units. Like Brian said, I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot to say it earlier. We're Unit 7 is where we're posting those videos, the replays. And the unit that I created, the kind of little system for you guys to use, like I was talking about throughout this call, that's Unit 1. You can check that out as well. And everything in between is just training on various different topics.
So here's what I want everybody to focus in on and understand. I want you to go back to the first day you joined Ambit Energy, you know, and some of y'all had great sponsors and had good systems to tie into. A lot of you were kind of left to your own devices, but there was a learning process to get you from zero knowledge, but just, you know, real excitement about Ambit, to get you to so that you could acquire customers, so that you knew how to talk to people, invite them to look, and learning the systems. And, you know, back in the day, pre-COVID, you know, we had, you know, trainings, and, you know, there's training at Ambition, and there'll be training at Virtual Ambition this year as well. And, you know, there's just a lot of resources for you to go and build the business. And for the most part, for most people on this call, you built the business traditionally, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, which is how I built my business. You know, the foundation, cornerstone of my business, and so many of my leaders here just a couple of months ago, Jeff Rollins and I were having a discussion around, you know, that the foundation was the in-home meetings, you know, for us. Now, it doesn't mean that was the only way to build the business or what have you, but my whole group was just built on in-home meetings, you know, because people are a little bit more comfortable. That doesn't mean that we didn't have leaders all over the country doing hotel meetings. That was a big part of it too. But what happens in an eyeball-to-eyeball environment, and Jonathan alluded to this, it just takes longer. You know, if you look at the four steps, if you stay in the first two steps, as I pointed out earlier on this call, that, you know, where you're making the written list and you're inviting people to look, the possibility of enrollment of a new Ambit consultant is non-existent, because it's only when they get to the third step where they take a look at the business that they become engaged and they can actually make a decision to join your business. So that process takes a while. When you're, I can remember in the beginning, we didn't even have any videotapes. So I live in Austin. If I wanted to bring somebody in the business in Houston, you know, 3.5 hours later, I was meeting at the appointed spot. A lot of times for them not to show up, and 3.5 hours back. Same thing up to Dallas, three and a half hours up to Dallas. And for those of you who don't know, Austin is not in a service area, so I didn't spend a whole lot of time bringing people into the business here. I spent most of my time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but some over in Houston as well, and Victoria, and some down in the valley, and, you know, just hop in your car and go, you know. Well, then the video came along, and the power of the internet, we were able to show the video, so didn't have to do that anymore. and the number of people that I could show the presentation to increased greatly, and momentum started to hit, and we started to, you know, Carlos Marin came out with Hot Systems, which much improved the quality of the video and the presentation of the information, and, you know, the business just continued to explode. So fast forward, we are where we are. You know, COVID hit. You know, people are wearing masks. People are not going out. I'm not getting political about it at all, but we live in a different time. And again, the company has a policy where you can't do a hotel meeting, but let's say that you could do a hotel meeting. You know, how hard was it to get somebody to come to a hotel meeting or an hotel meeting previously, pre-COVID? You know, much less with COVID, you know, they're just going to say, hey, look, with COVID, you know, I just don't want to be in a room full of a bunch of strangers. You know, I won't say it'd be impossible, but I'd say it'd be highly, highly, highly improbable. So the whole environment has changed, you know, and with COVID, the other thing that's happened is everybody's got working their traditional business, not everybody, but the vast majority, you know, in an environment of Zoom, you know? And so you now have a lot of people that didn't know how to use Zoom, didn't have the Zoom app on their computer or their phone, that are now using Zoom, very comfortable with Zoom, know how to put backgrounds behind them and so on and so forth, understanding the features because it's such a simple, well done app. So now you've got that education process. And what I want you to think about is that if you want to build a big business, I had a call this past week from a gentleman that lives in New Orleans in Doug Parker's organization. We had a great conversation, and he built his whole business. He had made about 10 grand in Ambit Energy or thereabouts, and he built his whole Ambit business living in New Orleans online. And so he's a big proponent of online. And I want you to think about, in today's environment, where are you? You know, the vast majority of you are sitting there going, well, as soon as COVID's over, I'm going to see what they're going to do with the announcements. But most of the people on this call are senior. Okay. They've been around a little bit. We do have some new people, and we want new people. We embrace new people. Love you to be on this call. This isn't just for veterans, but most of the people on this call are senior, and so they've already talked to all the people that are comfortable coming over to their house in COVID and possibly meeting them at a restaurant if that's permissible in the area where you are and so on and so forth. So you're sitting back going, you know, just as soon as this COVID thing's over, I'm going to get going. You know, I'm really excited to hear what's going to be announced at Ambition. Well, folks, if you don't have something going, if you're not presenting the opportunity to new people, then it doesn't matter what's announced at Ambition. You're not going to be able to take advantage of it. With all that said, I'll tell you that I believe that there's been a paradigm shift. And here's what I'm trying to tell you. The way that we have built the business, eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly over the years, the way network marketing has been done is, in my opinion, changed forever. I'm not saying that we're not going to go back to that at some point and that it's not a part of our business. It'll always be a part of our business. But what's happened in the past, that was our primary way of building the business, and online and, you know, connecting with old friends on Facebook and maybe making a new friend here or there to get a new prospect on Facebook, that was secondary. I can tell you, in my professional opinion, and I've been in this industry a long time and I've seen it change. I remember when Robert Poe wrote the book Wave 3, and it was all about the internet and showing the presentation online. This was years and years ago, 15, 20 years ago, when all that was revolutionary. You know, we used to pass out, you know, CDs and people would play them in their computer. Well, computers don't even have CD and DVD players in them anymore. So things evolve. And where we are right now, given everything that's happened with COVID and everything else, I can absolutely promise you, and again, this is just one person's opinion, but it's a well-educated opinion, is the online social media methodology is now going to be the lead way that you build a network marketing business. And the traditional way of eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, is going to be the secondary way. They're going to be married back up after COVID, and we're going to, you know, I mean, my guess is, unless something really happens with this pandemic, I know that Ambit has no intention of being a virtual Ambition September 2021. You know, not going to happen. You know, so, you know, I'm not saying the traditional way is going away. What I'm saying is that there's been a change. So you've got a choice. You can take the let's just call it downtime or the extra time that you have during the pandemic, during COVID, and you can embrace the learning process. Because as I said when I started these comments just now, was you started someplace with a zero knowledge base, and you built up that knowledge base, and you got pretty decent at getting yourself promoted. You know, that same learning curve. Now it's going to be easier and it's going to be faster because you've got a base knowledge, but that same learning curve is going to occur when you start to use these online methodologies. So, you know, quit starting and start. In other words, embrace change, because change has occurred. There's nothing you can do about it. In my opinion, it's not going to go back the way it is. And then I want you to go and watch that video. Again, it's in Unit 7 at 5-star. Power Team, the group on Facebook, and I want you to watch those numbers that Jonathan was talking about. And the bottom line is this: I'll tell you at a high level what your conclusion is going to be. If I want to build a big profitable Ambit Energy business, you know, six figures per month residually, like the top leaders in this company have, I'm going to have to do it leading with online versus leading with belly to belly. You know, that's what you're going to conclude. And if I want to make money today, you know, you're very limited in your belly to belly traditional way of building the business of making a whole lot of money today, just because people don't want to get together. They're hesitant. You know, you can't get that emotion with a face mask on your face with the stranger, and then the stranger's going, well, I don't know, no one's going to want to meet with me, so on and so forth. The dynamics are just different. You're not going to get momentum. You're not going to build a huge business. Now, can you make $1,000, $2,000 a month? Absolutely. You know, but if you want to make thousands upon thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands a month, what I'm telling you is that you've got to embrace this. You've got to start someplace, just like when you started building traditionally in your business initially a few years back, or whenever it is you started, you went through a learning curve. This is not going to be an overnight success for you. You know, you're going to know, hey, I made that mistake, and you're not going to make the mistake again. You know, experience is a great teacher, and you've got a lot of really great coaches that can help you with this transition. But if you want to build a big business, and you want to build it quickly, and you want that slingshot effect, so you work really, really hard, and you pull back and pull back and pull back, and when you let go of that slingshot and you see that projectile fly by, what I'll tell you is that using this methodology, if it would have been the methodology of the day when I started, you know, 12 years ago, my income would be several times multiple, and again, my personal opinion, over what my income is today, because you can build so much faster, it replicates so much faster, and we're in a business of duplication. I mean, that's the business that we're in, building leadership and duplicating ourselves into other people. And when you have a system that does duplication faster, shows the presentation to more people faster in an automated system, then what I can tell you is your business is going to grow a lot faster. So if you're looking to catch momentum, if you're sitting back saying, hey, this has kind of been an off time for my Ambit Energy business, and my income's down, what I'm telling you is you've got to embrace this, or you can choose not to. Hey, look, you own and operate your own business. You get to make those business decisions. If you choose to, what I can tell you is you have a good possibility that this thing can take off for you. And if you choose not to, then just know it is what it is. You're not going to catch momentum building the business traditionally right now. Now, if you're brand new in the business and you're still talking to family and friends and they're comfortable getting together with you, yeah, you can build some pretty good momentum pretty quickly. But when that starts to abate and you're starting to talk to the kind of friend of a friend, but you know them decently from church, but church isn't going on anymore, you know, then what happens is your ability to get and meet with people begins to get restricted. This system allows you to reconnect with them, meet with them online, show them the business online, and get more and more people engaged in your business. Jonathan, if you would, we're getting kind of close on time, and I was running on there, but if you just talk a little bit about Wednesday night, the Facebook Live is how we do our Wednesday night. It's not a call. It's a Facebook Live, and the only way you can see the Facebook Live is to join Facebook and to become a member of the group before Wednesday. If you just talk a little bit about next week's speaker, what the topic is, Jonathan, and kind of walk them through what to look for when they get on the group next Wednesday. It's 8 Central, 9 Eastern next Wednesday on the group. So take it away, Jonathan.
Awesome. Yeah, you don't want to miss this one. I'm really excited. So I got someone who's someone I look up to in the business and a really good friend coming on. We're going to be continuing the series. We're going to have executive consultant, top 50 income earner, multiple 5-star trip winner. Erica Luga is going to be on out of Indiana. And for those that don't know Erica, she's built a very, very successful organization. Thousands, if not at this point, tens of thousands of customers. And she actually has brought up leaders. Those of you that know national consultant Jake Hughes, executive consultant Chester Heather, she's brought up those leaders out of her organization. So we're really blessed and excited to have her on. She's going to do a great job. Erica is a no-nonsense kind of person, and that's what I love about her. She's going to teach some of the ways that she kind of gets her team plugged in, the sessions that she did, and how she's transitioned to online. The reason I thought she'd be a great speaker, Erica and I used to talk a lot, and she'd always be like, John, I hate this tech stuff. You know, help me with this tech stuff. This stuff drives me crazy. But she knew she needed to do it. And about a year ago, she started kind of, you know, doing more parts of her business online. And she really made the transition, of course, when a lot of us did, you know, February, March of this year when things really changed. And she's been doing a lot of things that she used to do in her house. And I won't go too much into detail. I don't want to steal her thunder, but, and she's doing a lot of them now online. So I just think it'd be very relatable for you guys that are going through that transition. And she's going to give some tips for how she gets her team plugged in, gets them motivated, gets them working, keeps them working, and how she's been so successful. So you don't want to miss that. This is really the next step. So we've talked now about how to meet unlimited amounts of people, how I've already talked about that. I talked about how to use the system to actually invite and show the plan to get them into the business. And then now we're going to be talking about, okay, you get people into the business, and how do you get them actually out there working? What are the first steps to get them going? And so I know this is something a lot of you probably where you get stuck. You finally get someone to join, you get super excited, then you figure out you got to actually get them working, right? So that's what we're going to talk about here. And again, that's Wednesday night. You have to be in the group to get it. Just apply to join the group. We'll approve you, I promise. We'll get you in there. And I mark it as an announcement in the group. So once we go live, it'll be an announcement. And it should be right up towards the top of the feed. Sometimes you do have to scroll down to the group just a little bit to actually see it. But you will see the live video show up right at the top of the hour. Sometimes it takes 1 or 2 minutes after that to show up, but we will be live in there. And you're going to get a ton of value out of it, I promise. And don't miss that one or any of the other, you know, next 3 weeks coming up after that as well. So. With that, Brian, if there's nothing else, that's what I have. I hope to see everybody there Wednesday, and thanks so much for having me on here again.
You bet, and I appreciate you getting on as well. And with that, Bear, let's open it back up and let everybody thank Jonathan for hopping on as our special guest tonight.
Will do. Let's get right to that. Here we go.